A University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee employee is sick and being tested for the novel coronavirus. Regardless of whether that person tests positive, UWM is extending its spring break an additional week to give the university time to move as many classes as possible online for the rest of the semester. At another Milwaukee college, Cardinal Stritch, three students were quarantined after possible exposure to the coronavirus. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has details.
UWM is joining a growing slate of colleges across the U.S. that are suspending some or all in-person classes to prevent coronavirus spread. Chancellor Mark Mone said at a Tuesday evening announcement that the school had already been thinking about moving instruction online, but the fact that a university employee may be infected is accelerating those efforts.
We think this is erring on the side of precaution. We don't have that positive test yet, but should it occur, we're planning as if that's the right thing to do.
The sick employee works for the UWM Foundation. The person became ill after contact with someone who traveled to a country with a severe coronavirus outbreak. Mone says campus officials should know by the end of the week whether the employee has the coronavirus. Also, by the end of the week, UWM will announce more information about how it will move classes online for its more than 20,000 students.
There are some classes that it's rather difficult to do that. There are practicum experiences, there's performance in dance classes and other types of music and theater that's hard to do that online. So we're looking at a number of alternatives, ways that we can complete that.
UWM faculty have concerns about adapting their in-person courses to online within a matter of weeks. Suzanne Boyd is chair of the Mathematical Sciences Department. She's especially worried about students in remedial math classes, where in-person instruction is key.
The students are doing presentations on the board, instructors walking around and working with them very one-on-one, and these are the students in the lowest socioeconomic, the most disadvantaged demographics. So expecting these students to suddenly have synchronous class time virtually when we don't know how many of them have internet access or computers at home. So, you know, the lowest level classes is what I'm worried about.
UWM art education student Christiana McClurg says she doesn't know how she could complete the semester if classes went online. She's taking two studio art classes and is student teaching at a local public school.
Because like we're out and like working with other schools and like in elementary, middle school. So I think the classes that we take are really like required to do some hands-on stuff.
While UWM works to figure out how it will make this transition, other Milwaukee-area campuses are weighing similar considerations. The questions are especially pressing at Cardinal Stritch, where it was announced Tuesday that three students are in isolation after possible coronavirus exposure. The students are roommates, and they traveled to Washington State over spring break earlier this month. One of them found out on Monday that someone they had contact with in Washington was diagnosed with COVID-19. That student and the two roommates are quarantined and taking their classes online. They're not showing symptoms and they haven't been tested for the virus, according to Stritch President Kathleen Reinhart.
I want to be clear that there is not a diagnosis of COVID-19 on this campus and that none of the three students are exhibiting any symptoms. We're working very closely with the state and local health departments who are monitoring those students.
Reinhart sent a memo to Stritch employees and students saying that if they feel safer working online from home, the university will accommodate them. But Stritch is not canceling face-to-face classes at this time. UWM will continue with in-person classes through this week. Spring break begins March 15th, and students will need to stay tuned for updates about what classes will look like when the break is over. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
In Wisconsin, there have been three confirmed cases of the coronavirus, none in the Milwaukee area.